And the pasuk continues, Shishi vayehi b'chodesh harishon. And it was on the first month, Nisan, b'shona hashenis, in the second year that they went out of Mitzrayim, be'echod l'chodesh, on the first day of the month, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, hukam ha-mishkan, the mishkan was put up. As Rashi explained earlier, that Moshe did not have the power to erect the mishkan by itself. That's why a lashon of hukam ha-mishkan is said, because it means that it was put up by itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it up, and Moshe just acted as if he was putting it up. Vayokem Moshe es ha-mishkan, and Moshe erected the mishkan. Vayitein es ha-donov, and he gave its sockets. Vayosem es kroshov, and placed its beams. Vayitein es brichov, and gave its bars. Vayokem es ha-mudov, and set up his pillars. Why is a lashon of Vayitein written by Adonov and a lashon Vayosem written by Krushov? Malbim explains there is a difference between Vayitein and Vayosem. A lashon Sima, placing, is in a specific order, as opposed to Vayitein, meaning randomly. And the pshat is because Chazal tell us that the Krushim that were in the Kodesh HaKadoshim should always remain in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and not be moved to a different part of the Mishkan when they took it apart and rebuilt it again. And that is why it says a Lashon Vayosem. It was in a specific order, always the same. And what they did was they marked off the Krushim, and this way the Keresh that was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim would always remain in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. As opposed to the Adonim, that there was no Hakpada, that it should always be in a specific place, a Lashon Vayitein is used over there. And the pasuk continues, Vayifreis es ha'oil al mishkan, and he spread out the Urias ha'oil over the Urias ha'mishkan. Vayosem es michse ha'oil olav milmala, and he placed the covering of the oil on top of it. Here, oil is referring to the covering over the Urias Ha'izim, which was the Ores Elim Ma'odomim and Ores Techoshim, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. Some say that it is specifically two covers, because it uses a lashon of Michse Ha'oil Olav and Milmala. Olav referring to the Ores Elim Ma'odomim, Milmala referring to the second cover of the Ores Techoshim. So Pasuk Yud Ches, where it says Vayokem Moshe es ha-mishkan, over there it is not referring to the Mishkan as a whole, but rather the Urias ha-mishkan. And then in Pasuk Yud Ches, when it says Vayifrois es ha-oil al ha-mishkan, it is referring to the second cover which was placed over the Urias ha-mishkan. And Sepurna is medayik that since it says in the Pasuk Vayokem Moshe es ha-mishkan, he erected the Urias ha-mishkan, and then it first says Krushim, it is mashma that these Urias were erected even before the Krushim, the beams, were put up, either by people holding it up or B'derech Nes. And so is mashma also in Rashi Menachos Daf Tzadik Tes, where over there Rashi says Divrei HaMaskil Vayokem Moshe Shebetchila Pares HaYurias. First he spread out the Urias, Veloy HaRidon B'Hakomas HaAmudim V'Hadonim Ela Ochaz HaYurias B'Yodoy Achehukam Kulam. He held the Urias in his hand until everything else was put up. So Rashi seems to hold also, like we saw in the Pshat in the Sephorna. And the Pasuk continues, Pasuk Chof Vayikach Vayitein Es HaEdus, and he took and placed the Luchos El HaOren, into the Oren. What is the Lashon Vayikach Vayitein? Ramban explains that since when the Luchos were given to Moshe, the Luchos Shniyos on Yom Kippur, where were these Luchos placed until the Mishkan was put up? It was placed in a wooden box, and it remained in this wooden box until the Mishkan was put up, and then it was put into the Oren. So Vayikach, he took it out of the wooden box, Vayitein es ha'edus el ha'oren, and then placed it into the Oren. Vayosem es ha'badim, and he put the badim on, al ha'oren, on the Oren. Vayitein es ha'kapores al ha'oren milmola, and then he put the lid on top of the Oren. Vayove es ha'oren el ha'mishkan, and he brought the Oren into the Mishkan. Vayosem es pareches ha'mosoch, and then he put up the pareches. Vayosach, and it protected al ha'oren ha'edus, kasher tzivo Hashem es Moshe. So the order was that first he put the luchos inside the Oren, put the badim through the tabois, then put the cover on top, and now with the complete Oren, they brought it inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then first put up the pareches. Vayitin es ha-shulchan bo'el moed al yerach ha-mishkan tzafoina, and then they put the shulchan on the north side of the Mishkan, michutz la-pareches, outside the curtain. Vayarach olav erach lechem, and they set up rows of bread lefnei Hashem, before Hashem, referring to the lechem aponim, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. Vayosem es ha-menorah be'ol moed, and he placed the menorah in the oil moed. Noichach ha-shulchan, opposite the shulchan, al yerach ha-mishkan negba, on the southern side of the mishkan. Vayal ha-neris lefnei Hashem, and he lit the neris before Hashem, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. Vayosem es mizbach hazov be'ol moed, and he placed the golden mizbeach in the oil moed lefnei ha-paroiches, before the curtain, before the paroiches. Vayakter olav ketores samim, and he smoked upon it the ketores, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe.